Kanye West has made an appearance at the Oval Office ahead of a private lunch with US President Donald Trump.
There was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman.
And earlier this week, pop megastar Taylor Swift broke her long-standing political silence and wrote an Instagram post detailing her support for the Democratic candidates in her home state of Tennessee. Entertainment news devoured it. Political commentators dismissed and derided it. And Donald Trump responded by saying that he liked her music 25% less now. But as Taylor Swift says,
he's gonna hate, baby. I'm just gonna shake.
Haters gonna hate because in the following 36 hours, 166,000 people registered to vote. So how important is the celebrity political endorsement? David J. Jackson has spent many years studying the links between celebrities and politics, and he joins us via Skype. David, welcome.
Howdy.
That's a massive spike, right?
It does appear to be greater than the numbers that were coming in, although there is some caution with that in the sense that some deadlines for registering to vote in a number of states were approaching. And so it is common to have a bit of a blip at the end.
How much is that spike usually? I mean, you could look at previous precedents, right?
Right. So that could, and so they did look at other months of registrations, and it's definitely higher than that. But yeah, it definitely could be checked to see if it's higher than what normally spikes in at this point.
Talk us through the celebrity political endorsement. What does it usually look like and how does it work?
Well, so the work that I've done looks at celebrity endorsements of both candidates and ideas or issue positions. And what we find is that, first of all, there's sort of a threshold variable that has to happen in that the individual has to be a celebrity. And I know that sounds like it's obvious that the person has to be a celebrity, but with the sort of increasingly fragmented entertainment world that we find ourselves in, some people are very, very famous and popular among some groups and almost not known in other groups, or among other groups in the population, because, you know, some people like country and Western music and some people don't. Some people like hip hop, some people don't. So in the research I've done, one of the first things we have to establish is that the person is actually famous or familiar to, you know, the people in the sample. And then after that, we find that factors like likability, do they find that person credible? Those factors matter as well.
So you've studied the effectiveness of these kinds of endorsements. What have you learned?
Well, what we've learned is that it's important for candidates to use celebrity endorsements, you know, selectively and carefully. We found that one of the projects that we did was a survey where we asked people if particular endorsements would make you more likely or less likely to support a candidate. And we found that for a lot of celebrities, the overall effect was that they would cause voters to be less likely to support a candidate. But if we broke it down into smaller groups, we found that the effect was significant. So, for example, country and Western star Trace Adkins had a negative or no effect overall. But if we just looked at people who identified themselves as being fans of country music, he had a positive effect. So one thing we see is that candidates have to be selective in terms of how they deploy their celebrities, just as they have to be careful about how they deploy all of the assets in a campaign.
So if we think back to the 2016 presidential election in the US, Hillary Clinton had an enormous amount of high-profile celebrity support, you know, Beyonce, Bruce Springsteen. Donald Trump had virtually no celebrity support, although recently he's been endorsed by Kanye West. He won. So was that the biggest lesson of all?
Well, that's been a thought that's been around ever, you know, for quite a while in celebrity endorsements, in that they have tended to be on the Democratic side of things. So if the Democrat loses, then the thought naturally says, well, then the celebrities must either have at worst been a detriment to the Democrats, or at best had no effect. But this was a pretty unique election in that the party that normally doesn't attract as high a quality or quantity of celebrity endorsements, and therefore has been very critical of celebrity endorsements, actually nominated a celebrity who had zero public service experience, no military experience, you know, a unique candidate in that sense, whose greatest fame was brought about by his being the host of essentially a game show. And so we can't say that celebrity endorsements don't work because of the 2016 election, because the winner was, in fact, a celebrity. So it might have just moved things up a new level.
Yeah, that's a very good point, actually. In the age of Instagram and Twitter, is it more common for celebrities to weigh in on politics? I mean, anecdotally, I've got to say, and I do follow a few celebrities, a few of your big ones too, it seems that some of them are constantly tweeting political statements.
Sure, it does seem like that's the case. I mean, I started studying this over 20 years ago, and people used to say, well, do you really want to be known as the scholar who studies celebrities and politics, thinking that it was sort of a fad? It wasn't. It isn't. It continues to be significant. And it continues to prompt a fair amount of research and an increasingly sophisticated amount of research in terms of what makes celebrity endorsements work and what, you know, what doesn't work.
Celebrity culture faces a lot of criticism and dismissal as being trivial, not important. Obviously, that's not how you see it, right, given the huge influence that it can have.
Yeah, I certainly don't see it that way. You know, a lot of the research that I do is, you know, frankly, based on, you know, what we could call pioneering work done by scholars in business and marketing who looked at celebrity endorsements of products for a very long time to try to figure out what works there. So that set of theories and ideas has been around for a very long time. So it only makes sense that celebrities endorsing candidates and ideas. It's important to note that, you know, I think it's important to note that the work that I do is on both celebrity endorsements of candidates, but also celebrity endorsements of ideas or issue positions. And we find a great deal of effect on those as well. In fact, we just published a paper looking at a number of celebrities' endorsements of issue positions, including Taylor Swift, who had endorsed some strong positions on feminism. And we find in the research that I do, we'll split our survey groups in half and show half a comment with an unidentified person making the comment and the other half having the celebrity who actually said the comment being attached to it. And controlling for all sorts of other variables, having the celebrity endorsement makes the position more popular.
If we can just revisit Taylor Swift, because, well, let's be honest, I like talking about Taylor Swift. Ultimately, is she also taken perhaps a bit of a risk here, because she'd been silent. She'd clearly, you know, been critiqued for being so silent on politics for so long. She didn't dip in during the 2016 election campaign. Many, you know, people around her thought she should. Has she taken a risk with her own fan base?
Yeah, that is something that has been discussed significantly substantially more outside of the academic literature, but that doesn't make it any less relevant in that a celebrity endorsement, it seems to me, as the theory is developing and the conversation is ongoing, is most effective for a celebrity when they're not known for their endorsements of candidates. Sort of the quintessential successful celebrity endorsement here in the United States was when Oprah Winfrey endorsed Barack Obama's campaign for the presidency. But what made her endorsement successful, in my view, was that she hadn't done a lot of endorsing before that. And so I think credibility in part for a celebrity is based on their not being known as that political celebrity who jumps in the fray on every single issue. So I think we'll see that Taylor Swift is pretty influential this first time out because, as you say, it deviates and it is a risk on her part. But over time, if she continues to become politically active, it seems to me that then weakens the effect.
The impact. So if she uses it sparingly.
And as you asked, previously, she definitely is taking a risk because, not all of her fans will agree with her position. And we've seen some celebrities, shy away from the endorsement process because of this. Some celebrities had endorsed Donald Trump in 2016 and then sort of took the endorsement back. Celebrities take a risk too in terms that essentially they're a brand as well. And, their brand can take a hit from this process.
Thank you so much for your time, David.
You bet. Thank you very much.
David J. Jackson is a political scientist and an expert on politics and celebrities from Bowling Green State University. This is RN Drive.